come here this week to help you. I like that. I like helping in revival. I ain't no guest speaker. I ain't much of a guest speaker. But I come this way tonight to help you. I want to be a help to the church. I want to be a help to some lost soul. I want to help do my part of the preaching. If the Lord help me, I need His help. So you pray for us for just a little while. Last time I heard Logan preach, he preached this. I've wrestled with this all day long. And you got your Bibles and you want to turn with us, it'll be in the 16th chapter of the book of Luke. And I want to start somewhere in this. I just want the Lord's will to be done. But this is something that Jesus told. This was about two men. Jesus felt it needful to tell this. And I realize that none of us here, nobody likes to think about death. But I'm going to tell you what it is. It's just as sure and it's just as real. While we've been here tonight, no doubt in my mind, somewhere, somebody has stepped off in eternity. Jesus thought it needful how to share this with us. Somebody said, well, this is just a parable. Well, you may think so. I don't. I love you and you can disagree. But these men, the Bible says there was a rich man, a certain rich man, and the Bible said there was a beggar named Lazarus. Now you check the parables and see which one he gave names to in those parables. But the Bible said there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. I want you to get this right here. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. I want you to understand this tonight. It don't matter who you are tonight. You say, well, I'm just a poor old soul, or I'm just a poor old country boy. You say tonight, well, I'm above that. I'm rich. I've got plenty. I want you to understand something tonight. Death, brother, it'll come to your house. It'll come to my house. Listen, doctors die. Heart surgeons die. Sinners die. The saved die. Every one of us is going to die someday after a while. You say, well, I hope mine is 70 years from now. I do too. I hope you're right. But I'm going to tell you what I'd do. I'd be prepared today. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible said this rich man, the Bible said he was clothed in purple, fared sumptuously every day. There ain't a doubt in my mind, life was good for him. He had everything no doubt a man could want. You may be here tonight that way. I'm going to tell you something, what I'm worried about. Somebody said, well, I want to be rich. I want to be successful. And you know what? If you're not saved, I hope you know. Because you're going to be harder to reach than just a poor old lost man that ain't got nothing else. Don't put your trust in your riches. The Bible said this beggar was laid at his gate every day. I'm going to tell you what I believe. And I'll back a little bit of this up in a minute. I believe this beggar, brother, I believe he believed in God. I believe he had a testimony. I sure do. And I believe as that rich man came in and out, I believe that beggar there, brother, brother. He saw him day in and day out. And I believe the beggar had a message for him. I believe the beggar, the Bible said, that he desired the crumb. And you know what? And I told Logan the last time that he prayed. And there ain't many people these days. And they're not very impressed with this begging preaching. I'm going to tell you what, though. If preaching's done right, it's done in a begging way. Yes, it is. Beg lost people to come and be saved. That's why we're here this week. I told you I loved you singing. I did. And I love standing on the porch, shaking hands with you. I love people. But I'm going to tell you what. I didn't come here this week to shake hands and to look pretty. I'm going to tell you what I came to do. I came to help you. Help you. And beg some lost man, a boy or girl, to come and be saved. Yeah, death's a coming. Death is sure to every one of us. You know what? I tell you what, this old preacher looks forward to. I look forward to him to never having to go to a funeral home again. I look forward. You know what they like for us to do? They like for us to stand in the room when they have that family prayer. Y'all stood there. We stand at the head of the casket. We try to be respectful. We try to reverence that good life that was lived. I look forward to never having to stand there ever again. I'm going to say this tonight. If you're here and you've never been saved, I'm going to tell you what. See, death is equal. It'll come to your house. It'll come to mine. But I'm going to tell you what. As somebody said, well, I live so much better than you. I'm going to tell you what. Today, you may live better than me, but do you die better than me? You better be saved and born again. Yes, you have. The Bible said these men didn't go to the same place. See, we live in a culture, don't we? We live in a culture nowadays. They think there's a set of scales that God has in heaven. And He puts all of your good works on one side of the scale. And He puts all of your bad deeds on the other side. That's a common teaching in people today. But I'm going to tell you what. Your righteousness, brother, is filthy rag before God. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, we have. Well, you say, well, how did that beggar end up with such a better deal than that rich man? The Bible said they both died. One of them, the beggar, the Bible said he died. And the angels came and carried him out of Abraham's bosom to comfort. Yeah, if you'll have it. But the Bible said that the rich man died. And the Bible said in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Yes, he did. He died lost and without God. See, people don't like this. Hey, brother, you won't make a lot of money preaching about hell. But I'm going to tell you what. Brother, God requires it of us. I tell you what, I read everywhere you could read this evening, trying to get a hold of something else. Brother, I tell you what, I don't like a hell message neither, because I know these people that's going to despise everything. Brother, despite all the preaching, despite God sending His Son to die for the sins of the world, there's going to be those that's going to walk off into hell anyway. There's going to be those that's going to die and lift their eyes in the devil's hell. See, the Bible said hell is never satisfied. It wants more. And you know what? The Bible said hell enlargeth her borders. She's a growing less than tonight. Why will you wait tonight? If you're hearing lost, the Bible said, I want you to listen to this. This rich man, being in torment, seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried, and he cried. Y'all catching that? Cried. And nowadays, hell's just a big old cuss word. How they'll say hell about this and hell about that. I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. How the Bible said in hell fire, brother. And the Bible speaks of hell being a place where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Yes, Jesus wouldn't tell him a joke. Jesus wouldn't laughing about it. Hi, brother, they ain't gonna be no bootlegging ice water. As the old joke goes. You know what is going? A lot of crying. That's what the Bible said he cried. Who'd he cry to? The only one he could see. Father Abraham. I'm gonna tell you something. Who calls Abraham father? We're getting a little doctrine tonight. See, there's a lot of people think that the ground ain't equal. Brother at Calvary, brother. Brother, everybody's got to be saved. Yes, sir. He said, Father Abraham. Yes, sir. Father Abraham. Has somebody said, well, and now they won't come that way. Brother, this man right here. Brother, if I know what I'm reading is right. Brother, he called Abraham father because he was a child of Abraham. He was a Jew. I'll just be plain. He said, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Tormented. In this flame. Imagine that for just a moment. You die without God, that's what you're going to open your eyes to. You're going to draw your last breath. And the Bible said, in hell he lift up his eyes. That's what the Bible said. I didn't come up with this. Jesus shared this with us. He wanted us to know. You can know tonight what happens when you leave here. You can know. But Abraham said, what? Son, remember. Listen to this. That thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. You say, well, I'm not going, I'm not coming. I'll do it my way. I'll see it through. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you be careful. Because if you're not careful, you'll lift your eyes in the devil's hell. You'll go through life and life may be good. You may have children. You may love them. You may go on just like everybody else does. I'm going to tell you what. When we stand before God though, brother, on that day when death finds you, there's a difference. There's only two kinds of people. Did you know when the Titanic sank, they were those that were lost? This was a sign. Over there in England, this was a sign. Those that are lost and those that have been found. That's the way it'll be. Those that died on the Titanic, they had their names on the list. Those that have been found and those that are lost. Listen today, that's the way you'll stand. That's the way you'll stand. Either you'll be lost or saved. And I want you to listen to this. And besides all this between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from thence, hence cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. You know what? Brother, if you wait too late, there's a thing about waiting too long. It's too late. And it, after it's too late, listen, I don't believe saved people are up in heaven looking down on this old sinful earth. I just don't believe it. And I'm going to tell you this. You say, well, won't they miss me up there? The only reason we know you exist is you were born into this world. If you want to be known into heaven, you have to be born again. You die lost, it'll be just like you never existed to your mother. It'll be like you never existed to your dad. You'll be vanished out of our sight. And we'll never remember you. And that old rich man, though, he could see, couldn't he? He could see some things. He saw the comfort that Lazarus had. He said, send him. Send him that he might dip his finger in water. He might cool my tongue. He said, for I'm tormented in these flames. Listen to this day, tormented in this flame. Listen. We can't go to you. You can't come to us. Somebody said, well, they'll pray me out. Brother. The Bible speaks about a sin unto death. And then I believe it's worded something along the lines of, do not pray for it. Brother, when death finds you, brother, the praying's done. Praying is done. You can pray all you want to pray, brother. As where a tree falleth, there shall she lie. I'm going to do some praying tonight, what I feel in my heart. I can't help but believe. I don't know. I'm no prophet nor no prophet's son. But I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe there's somebody here tonight that's in trouble. And I want you to see this. And then he said, you can't come out and we ain't coming to you. He said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house. See, hell's a big joke. Hell's a big joke. This rich man, it wasn't no joke, Josh. He said, well then, if this is the way it is, and this is said, he said, then send him to my father's house. Send him to my father's house. He said, I have five brethren that he may what? Testify unto them. That he may testify unto them. Somebody said, how did the rich man get there? Did he get there because he was rich? No, he didn't get there because he was rich, and neither did the poor man. The beggar get to heaven because he was poor. The Bible said that he may testify unto them. He had heard a testimony, hadn't he? He knew what a testimony was. And you say, who testified to him? The Bible's silent on that. But I tell you what, I feel in my heart, I can't help but believe it was that beggar. He knew what a testimony was. And you know what? Brother, that's what we've all got. Somebody said, I can't do this and I can't do that. I don't do that well as you. Y'all sing beautiful. I can't sing a lick. You may preach better than I can. You know what? But I've got a testimony. I was there. I know what happened. I was lost. And brother, I needed Jesus in my life. And he saved my soul. He said, I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. He didn't want nobody with him, did he? He didn't want nobody there. Lest they come. I got five brethren. So go testify to them that they don't come to this place. And Abraham, listen to what Abraham saith unto him. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Where was Jesus going when he said this? Where was Jesus going? Jesus was headed straight to the cross of Calvary. He said unto them, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. You know what the Bible says? The Bible said that the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. You may be here today and say, I ought not repent. I ain't doing it that way. You know what the Bible says the men of Nineveh would do in the judgment? They're going to stand up against this generation. And they're going to say, well, there's going to be people with all kinds of excuses. They're going to say, well, we didn't know. If we'd only knew, we would have done it. We didn't realize. The men of Nineveh is going to stand up and say, whoa, brother, we repented at the preaching of Nineveh. And they'll say, behold, you heard about one greater than Jonah. You heard about Jesus. All we got to hear from was Jonah. And they'll stand up in the judgment. What was Jonah? He was a prophet. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Y'all catch that word right there? That old rich man knew something, didn't he? He knew a little bit about why he was there. You notice he never asked why he was there. He never said, how did I get here? Did you know that if you get in hell, you'll know exactly what you did to get there? Brother, you walked out on God. And when God was begging you, when Jesus was pleading you, you walked out the doors of the church and said, I don't want no part of it. I don't want nothing to do with it. Where did he learn this word, repent? That's what he said. This is what the rich man said. He said, they will repent. If one would come back from the dead, they'll repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. What about you today? You say, well, if one would come back from the dead, I'd believe it. Brother, he did. Brother, he died on the cross. Brother, in 3 days, he arose again. And you know what? Brother, the gospel has been going out ever since. The good news of the resurrection. The good news. You know what the Bible says? I'm going to read one little passage in your hearing. The Bible says, you know what, I got a boss, he don't believe like we do. He says I'm in a cult. And you know what? It bothered me. Hurt my feelings a little bit. You say, well, you're going to have to be tougher than that. I don't want nobody to think I'm crazy or a nut. So you know what? I read in the Bible. It says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. I want you to listen about a man that had everything. And when he got everything, he said, I'm going to tear down my barn. I'm going to build a bigger barn. And I'm going to say to my soul, take thine ease. Live and be merry. That's America right there, ain't it? Get all you can all you get. And land of the free, the home of the brave. And brother, we're living high. I want you to listen to what this man did. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? Y'all come get a song tonight. You listen to me tonight. If you die lost and undone, how foolish that would be. How foolish that would be. Y'all stand to your feet. Russell, you come out here with us. How foolish would it be tonight if the Lord had that died on that old rugged cross, had that loved you so much, had for God so loved the world, had that He gave His only begotten Son, had that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can go home tonight with everlasting life. How foolish would it be? How foolish would it be to be lost and undone? Your heart beating out of your chest tonight. How foolish would it be to turn that away? I see the Bible said that there is an unforgivable sin and blasphemy against the Holy Spirit of God. Said it'd be neither get forgiven on this side nor on the other. If the Holy Spirit has revealed Himself to you tonight, and He has touched your heart, let you know that you're lost and undone, and you say no to that, if you say no to that, and you die in that condition, brother, I love you, and this church loves you, but there'll be nothing anybody can do. God bless you. Y'all say. 8545. Death's a-coming. What about it? No guarantee about anything, are there? We know that. We've lived this last year. We know life is so uncertain. Harold said it this morning. Life is like a vapor. Y'all ever seen the fog set on the field real early in the morning? That old fog will lay out there on the field. But you know what happens? In just a little while when the sun comes up, she vanisheth away. That's life right there. That's life. I can't promise you anything. Dear friend of ours went in for a procedure I've heard about many people having, many be the time. Something went bad wrong. She died there in that room. Best friend I reckon I had in the whole world. Wanted to call him many be the time this past week. He's gone on to glory. And you know what? I couldn't stand it if I didn't know where he was. I couldn't stand it if I knew he wasn't saved. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't know what you think about me. You say, you mean? Come over here telling me that. I don't want you to die lost. I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to be saved. I want you, when death is coming at you, you can hold up your hands and say, here I am, I'm ready. I was prepared to meet God. You know, there's a man over there in the Bible, he wanted to see Paul. And he called for him and his wife. And they got over there. And Paul talked to him about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and righteousness and temperance and judgment to come. And the Bible said Felix trembled. He trembled. And he sent Paul away. He said, I'll call for you some more convenient time. He said, you say, well, you ought to preach this Saturday night. You know what? We don't have Saturday night. You know what we got? We got tonight. That's all we got. We got tonight. Tonight's the service. Today's the day of salvation. And you know what I read? I read nowhere where Felix, I read nowhere where Felix ever had another chance. I hope he did. I hope he made it right, Dawson, I really do. But there's no record of it. No record of it. I want you to do this for me tonight. If you'll get saved, you know what it'll be? It'll be recorded in heaven. There'll be a record of it. You won't have to go like Felix. See, I'm just hoping old Felix, somewhere down the line, he made it right. You won't have to go that way. It'll be recorded in heaven tonight, what goes on in this place. Forever settled in heaven. God bless you. Sing me one more verse. God bless you. I'm done. Lord bless you. I love you.